You're tuned to 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. This is Cincinnati Edition on a Memorial Day weekend. And boy, some big happenings coming up beginning Tuesday. The Cincinnati Fringe Festival running Tuesday through June 8th with lots of activities, lots of visitors, and a lot of fun happening. And here to give you a bit of a preview about the festivities for the 10th annual Cincinnati Fringe Festival is the producing artistic director, Eric Vossmeyer. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
10th year of the Fringe Festival. Boy, it's amazing. That I can't believe it's been going on that long, though it seems it's really established itself as an event here in the Queen City, and I'm not surprised either.
So. We like to think we've established ourselves. We do still get a sort of high number of telephone calls asking, what is this Fringe Festival now that you've been around for an entire decade? But yeah, I think it's going really well. We've seen a big growth in the size of the festival audience-wise over the course of the last 5 years, and I'm super excited about to just be a part of this 10th anniversary.
I just know in the last couple of years it's been incredible how you have to get your tickets early because all these things sell out once that word of mouth, well, many of them beforehand, Eric, but many of them do. But I think that really speaks to the quality of what happens. But I will ask you, for those who may not be, you know, may have an idea but not really sure, what exactly is a Fringe Festival?
So Fringe Festival, born out of the Edinburgh Arts Festival, where there were some artists who were 1 year not accepted and decided to put their own festival together, and that's launching essentially the Fringe Festival national movement, performing their shows regardless of what the main festival was going to allow them to do or not. And now Fringe has become something that is sort of a landmark of, I think, a quality art scene in the city in a lot of ways. And so I'm incredibly happy that we have one here in Cincinnati, and I'm obviously honored to be a part of it. But yeah, so for me, Fringe is basically, it's a big theater, music, dance, art, film festival. We do a whole bunch of different things over the course of 12 days. We have over 160 performances. We have 300 artists who come into this city from other places all over the world to perform works for our audiences here in Cincinnati. We do several visual art projects, including some performance-based pieces, as well as a large-scale mural project on our building. We have some video components. We have some photographic components. There's just a giant celebration of amazingness in Over the Rhine.
And just amazing arts and artists. And really, it started out with primarily local folks that were doing this, but as you said, now there are people from all around who come in to perform at the Fringe Festival. And I noticed in some of the material I was looking at before this interview that the amount of people who want to be part of the Cincinnati Fringe Festival has been growing exponentially as well.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I think I'm most proud of with the time that I've spent working on the festival, is how we've seen an increase in the number of applicants who are interested in participating in our festival. Our festival, relative to some others, is sort of on the small side of medium, I guess I would say. And our box office payouts are about average. They're not extraordinary, but they're pretty good. But the thing that artists seem to like about our festival is the amount of support that we as an organization provide them, and the amount of support that the community provides them. They really feel like when they are here, they are a part of not just the Fringe Festival community, but the Cincinnati community, because they've been so embraced over the years, and because so many of our patrons have seen them time and time again and really have come to support them directly.
Well, here in Cincinnati, we like that familiarity when it comes, you know, the consistency, if you may. But I was noticing in a lineup as I was going through, there were 31 performance Fringe productions, I think that there's a high number of them that are people who are new to the Fringe Festival, along with some returning favorites.
Yeah, that's also exciting for me, because that the reason for that is because we've been getting a lot of artists recommending to other artists that they come to the Cincinnati and they apply in the Cincinnati Fringe Festival. So that's another sign, I think, of success of what we are able to do with our artists when they're here. But yeah, for me, I always try and have a nice mix of, you know, both local as well as national and or international acts. So this year we have about a 50-50 split. 50% of them are local. And I try and keep that mix of new faces in there as well. Some years it's a little bit more challenging, because some years we'll see a whole bunch of applicants that we've already seen before. This year, I believe, if I'm not incorrect, was 75% brand new applicants.
Really?
Yeah, which is kind of amazing. I was like, where are all of my normal? Oh, wow, these pieces are fantastic. So yeah, I was really excited to see all this new blood.
It's interesting, the variety of the performances that'll take place. Some serious, some thoughtful, some wacky, and a lot of humor. I was noticing a a lot of comedy that's involved, too.
Yeah, comedy seems to fit the Fringe model well. We have shortened performance times. The maximum length of performance is 80 minutes. And, you know, small audiences, very tightly packed into houses. It feels a lot like little comedy clubs when you're around there. But, you know, it's also summertime, and people are trying to make a little bank at the box office. So, you know, they want to do something that sells tickets. So we also try and keep a nice mix of that as well, looking specifically at, do we have too many sort of solo shows, or do we have too many musicals, and do we need to move some things in and out? So trying to keep a nice balance so that the festival itself is worth it for our audiences, and they're not just coming to see a comedy festival.
Right. No, and I noticed the variety spread out across it quite a bit. Well, it all begins, you're having a huge birthday bash to celebrate the kickoff party that happens on Tuesday with the kickoff party and birthday celebration. What's happening on Tuesday?
So the kickoff party is traditionally just sort of like no performances that day, just kind of a relaxed party to start the festival. This year, same kind of thing, except that it's our 10th birthday party, so we're going to have a huge birthday blowout. We've got a couple of great bands, My Brother the Bear, a local band, Bethesda, who's from Kent State, who came to us through Midpoint Music Festival. They're going to be entertaining us all night. We've got some, it'll be the launch of our nightly newscast, which we do every night during the Fringe Festival. We're also doing a series of sort of 10-year landmark events throughout the festival, and we'll kick off those sort of awards and things that night, which I'm really excited about because we have a whole bunch of folks who helped create this festival in its first, second, third year all coming back into town. And so we're going to have the opportunity not only to sort of say, hey, you know, thanks for doing this, but also, hey, come and enjoy this. Come see some shows. You know, you spent 3 or 4 years working on this, and now you get to come back and just be a patron and enjoy it.
Don't work so hard and have some fun.
Right.
You rarely get to. Well, you know, we don't have a lot of time with 31 performances that go on, but hit some of the highlights happening between now and June 8th.
Right? Yeah, so there's a number of things. One of the most exciting sort of new performance groups that we have is a group called Dog and Pony out of Washington, D.C., with a show called The Killing Game. This is a group that I have been aware of just as a group that creates theater for quite a while. They do devised theater, which means they write and create their own work in a rehearsal process. Anyway, they do some amazing stuff. They do some landmark American theater kinds of things, and the fact that they applied to my festival, I was incredibly excited about it. Super happy that they accepted. We've got this group locally called Performance Gallery, who is the only group to perform in the Cincinnati Fringe Festival in every single year of its existence.
Really?
So we're really excited about that. I'm going to maybe avoid saying the name of it because
while
it's Latin, the pronunciation is not necessarily appropriate for
yes,
the radio.
No, it isn't.
But you should check that out. They're actually, we were excited because we were able to get them the opening slot of this year's festival. So they are performing at 6:59 on Wednesday night, 1 minute before the next show starts, because we wanted them to have the honor of kicking off this 10th festival as the only group who's been in it all 10 years. A couple of other returning favorites, my friends, my good friends from Minneapolis, Four Humors, bringing a show called Lolita, a three-man show.
Yes.
Which
I love the description there. It was like an hour-long show about a two-hour-long movie about a three-hour-long, six-hour-long production about a 7-million-page book or something.
So. Performed by three men.
Performed by three men.
This was actually something that was conceived on the patio of No Theater 4 or 5 Fringe festivals ago, and I've been begging them to do this every year, and finally they submitted the piece, so I'm really excited about that. Our friends the Wonderheads from Portland, Oregon, who we brought back last year because they're so amazing. They do this amazing mask work show. This year's show is called Loon, about a guy who falls in love with the moon, and they're amazing storytellers, and the way that they present the pieces is so unbelievably crisp and so well done that it's one of the greatest things I have ever seen in the Fringe.
Well, you have many facets to the Fringe, including the Fringe Next, which is kind of encouraging, shall we say, the performers of tomorrow.
Yes. Fringe Next was a really, for me, one of the greatest changes that we made to this festival over the last 5 years. We added it. This is our third year. And not knowing a whole lot about sort of the high school aged artists and what they might be able to accomplish, we were a little bit trepidatious that first year, not knowing whether we'd actually see any applicants or not. And we saw 5 in the first year. And they were quality work, and the requirements of this are the same as the big boy Fringe. They have to create this work on their own. It's not something that's not an existing script, so they have to write it, they have to direct it, they have to design it, they have to do every single aspect of the production. No adults are permitted to help them except for one advisor. And the work that we see out of them is absolutely fantastic, and it gets better every single year. We've had some of them come back after graduation and apply for the main performance festival. And just the program as a whole, to me, is I love the just to see that there are so many sort of young entrepreneurial high school artists who want to take time out of their own personal schedule. This isn't work. This isn't a school work. Mm-hmm. This is something that they do on their own, and putting a production together is a massive undertaking. And I'm just so pleased with what we've seen so far, and I can't wait to see what we get to see in the future, because I think these kids are absolutely fantastic.
A lot of excitement. I appreciate you sharing some of it.
Yeah.
And if you would like to learn more about what's happening at the 2013 Cincinnati Fringe Festival, you can link to the website through our website, wvxu.org, a complete list of all the performances. And as I said, a lot of these sell out, so you'll want to get the tickets early. It's been my pleasure to talk to the producing artistic director of the 10th Annual Cincinnati Fringe Festival, Eric Vossmeyer. Thank you, Eric, for being here.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.